Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to ask you again. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a little bit more like it. Hey, you know what? It's a joyful day today. Everybody in this room survived Thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Probably some of y'all even survived Black Friday. Why in the world you would do that is beyond me. I tell you, it's a great joy for me to look out because today I have decided I'm going to start going to children's Sunday school. Because as I look at the four or five little faces, however many there are, that are up here, every time they look at me, they got these pink mustaches where they've been drinking fruit juice, and I want to have some of that. What a blessing it is to be here today. Hey, we were at Paramount Baptist on Wednesday night. 22 members of Long Meadow came to enjoy the service. They heard a lot of great singing, and we also raised $480 or $490 for the rescue mission. No, for Salvation Army. And the pile of food that was there to go to the rescue mission, I don't even know how much of it there was, but it was a huge pile. So, and I think that they said that a little over 200 people showed up in all from all the different churches to worship on Wednesday evening. So that was a great blessing for all of us who were there. Also, want to bear to keep in mind that today we will be getting our message from David and Fran, and really looking forward to hearing what they have to say. Other joys or concerns this morning? Praises, prayers? Now, come on here. Look out that window for a minute. There is something somewhere to be thankful for. Let's come before the Lord and seek His grace and glory as we open our hearts and prepare this morning. And if you have an unspoken request as we bow forward, just a hand up and down in meditation. Thank you. Heavenly Father, the blessings that we get cannot be numbered. We could sit here for the next month of Sundays and never touch the glory that is You, the surpassing beauty that You lay upon us. You've heard it laid out here. And yet there are wants, needs, desires upon the heart which have not been communicated openly, but You know where they are. And You hear them. So in this moment of silence, read each heart, Father. Know their needs, their wants, their private praises. And be with them accordingly. We enter into a time as we look forward to the oncoming birth of Your Son, to a chance to celebrate that, to a chance to look at the light of the world as it came in, that gave us salvation, that gave us love with no bounds, that gave us redemption, and that promises us a promise, a guarantee of a home eternal. And so in that spirit, Father, let us stop and remember those who do not know Him. I'm sure there's somebody around the corner, up the street, somewhere, that we can think of, that we pray for them. Family member, a friend. Let them know Your Son. Let them see His glory in this upcoming season. Let Him dwell in their heart. Let us be ever mindful that as this season approaches, it's not about what's under the tree, it's about what's inside. And that is Jesus. Pray for our military. They've stood up and said, Father, that we will go and we will protect and serve those who are at home. We ask for them to be lifted up. For teachers, for healthcare providers and workers that watch over and keep those who are so near and dear to us and so who teach to us, not just those in the public school, but in the private school, but also Sunday school teachers, Father. Those people who make it their mission to help shape minds. As we set aside the labors of the week, as we prepare to break Your bread, Father, as we prepare to look deeper into You, let us be mindful of those who do that work. And bless them. Prepare our hearts. Create in us clean hearts today, Father. The message we hear today will be of one of hope, one of salvation, one of work being done, one of your kingdom being furthered, one message that will tell us that the missionary work that your son started is still continued today. And as we hear it, as we learn from it, let us pray for David and Fran and their family and that continued strength. Let us join our hearts together, Father, and pray as Jesus taught us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Huh. Take away that children's story from me like that. You know, last week I was talking about being proud and being prideful and how foolish you can be when you're arrogant. I heard a joke this week that told that story. It seems this guy was down in the Southland back in the day, was selling seed to all these different farms, and he come up on this one farm, and it was in the middle of summer, and it was hot, and he wanted to get a drink of water. So he whipped up at the farm, and the women were sitting there at the farm, and he had them bring him up a bucket of water and had a dipper in it. And he was just about to take a drink from the dipper when he noticed that all the women there had been chewing tobacco. And it was all down on their chin and their shirt blouse, and they all drank from that dipper. And he said, "Man, I don't know." He said, "How am I going to get past that?" Well, he got to say, "You got to look at the dipper." And he thought, "Aha, I'm going to teach these women something right now." The dipper had a handle with a hole in it. And he found that if he dipped out that water, he could just tilt that thing up and drink it straight out of the end of the handle. And he wouldn't have to drink where they did. And he was so proud, he dipped up one and he drank it, and he dipped up another one and he drank it, and he put it down. And he heard one of the women say as he was walking back to his car, "You see, I'm just as smart as that there college-educated silly fella. He drinks water from that thing the same way I do." Pride can be a funny thing, can it? With humble hearts and with reverence, where are my men at? Let us ask this time that the ushers would come forward as we give with joyful heart. Well, I'm done. I'm being kicked out up here so that David and Fran can come up, and I don't even know what all they have in store for us, but David was asking me before we got started. He said, "We want to sing a little." "Okay." He said, "Then we're going to preach for a while." I said, "Okay." And he goes, "How much time do we have?" I said, "Well, you got all the time you need." I said, "I'm going to tell you like I heard the old story about a preacher that had just started preaching at a new church." He said, "How long can I preach for?" And the deacon says, "Well, you can preach as long as you want." And the preacher said, "Man, that's great. That's a great thing." And the deacon finished up by saying, "But we leave at 12. We're blessed to have you here. Come on up and share, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a joy for us to be here once again. Now let's keep our focus on Jesus. We are going to praise the Lord and worship the Lord a bit more. And then we'll go through a short DVD, and then on to the message.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Is everyone happy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay. We're going to sing a song in Portuguese, and the translation is on the other side, so you can know what we're singing. And this song is known in English, but because we sing in Portuguese in Brazil, we had a new version. But it's about the same translation. Perto quero estar, junto
You are home.
just a few minutes, a few moments, we'll be sharing a short DVD about our time in the United Kingdom. We had the privilege to be invited by a UK-based mission, Blessed to Be a Blessing, and we shared as a family for about 7.5 weeks in churches, of course, about our work in Brazil, in public schools and a private school, in some home groups, and I'm thinking there was one more place where we shared, but I've just forgotten it. We shared with a number of university students. Now, I'm not going to go into now about how all this came about. We can't live based on what we're feeling and on our emotions. Our time over there was good, but if we would have lived based on our emotions, it would have been a very rough roller coaster ride. We saw people come to the Lord, which we praise God for. We saw university students and others come forward in a number of churches and other settings and rededicate their lives to God and dedicate their lives to spreading the gospel to the people that haven't heard. And we praise God for that too. You know, number of great opportunities, but also during this time, after about a week and a half of being in the UK, we unfortunately were there also and watched a 7-month-old baby die. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And God decided to take the baby home. And so that was a very, very difficult time for us because we had been staying at this family's house and we had grown in the previous days and weeks. So, of course, you know, we were holding the baby and helping with the baby and playing with the baby and seeing his beautiful smile. We had grown to really love and become attached to this baby boy. But God took him home. So it was a very intense time emotionally for us. But we also saw at the same time, you know, we were there crying. We were crying together with the mom and dad who had lost their son, with the other people. But we just saw God pour out his grace, not just over us, but over the couple. They haven't given up. They haven't turned back. They're going forward with what God wants them to do. And we believe and we're praying in the future God will bless them with more children. More children. So we thank you, brothers and sisters, for this opportunity. We're going to see this short DVD, and then I think maybe after that I'll pray for Fran, and Fran will share the message this morning. All right. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Robert, it was tremendous. We had the privilege, mainly it was Robert and Alice sharing in the schools with a DVD that they had helped put together. And so they shared over a period of weeks to about 750 school children, including their teachers. Now, at the end of the service this morning, we set up, you know, you have some posters on the walls and we have a table set up as a display. This is not a museum exhibit, so please feel free to pick up and handle and shake and squeeze and look at, and you can even eat some of the Jarawada Indian food, which is called farinha. It's in the little dish. It's sort of like maybe like toasted breadcrumbs if you want. We very carefully washed off all of the poison off of the arrow and blowgun dart so that no one's going to injure themselves this morning. And right before I pray, you know, I was looking back, looking at all of your beautiful smiling faces. And, you know, I was thinking back. It's been over 30 years. I started coming here in 78. And back then, I met Johnny and Judy Mallon for the first time. And it's been such a long time that back then, both Johnny Mallon and myself had something in common. Back then, we were both young and good looking. A Okay, I'm going to pray for Fran now, and then she'll share. Father, we continue to worship and to praise you this morning. We don't want to ever stop lifting up the precious and the powerful name of Jesus. Jesus, the name that set us free. Jesus, the name that set our family members free. Jesus has set the Jarawa Indians free, has set many other Brazilian Indian tribes free from the chains of sin and death. There is power in this name. And so we lift up once again and proclaim the precious, powerful name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come now. We invite you to be an honored guest in and among us. Move on us this morning. Direct Fran in everything that she's going to do and say. And speak to each and every heart. And start with mine. And show each of us what you want us to do. And where you want us to go to spread your good news. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
I better put my watch here because before 12 o'clock, everyone will leave the church. So it's better leave my watch. I have another watch right in front of me here. Four years ago, I didn't have to use maybe a lot of glasses, but now I'm starting to get old. My hair is getting white and stuff. I'm so glad to be here and have the privilege to share a little bit what we've been learning with the Lord these years. We've been working with the Jarawara tribe for 17 years, and we've seen so many miracles and change in the lives of the Jarawara people. When we got there, there wasn't even one Christian. And today we have almost all the Jarawara Christians and serve the Lord Jesus. Because you were praying. You were supporting us there. And this is all us together. It's not David and friend, but us together. When we go to the Jarawara village, we usually go in a small airplane, and we fly over the rainforest about an hour from the base of the mission, and we always see a big green carpet under all that forest and those rivers. We've been flying so many times back and forth to that village. And we cannot see everything that is down there because the forest is so huge, so big. And this morning, I would like to share that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is our God today. He is the same as yesterday and today and forever. And I'm going to give you a short overview from Abraham to Jesus and down to our time today. I'll try to do this overview like flying over the village very fast. You can see everything, all the details from Abraham till Jesus. But we can have an overview, a quick overview. Let's open our Bibles, please, in the book of Genesis, chapter 12. From verse 1 to 3. Excuse me. Everyone found? The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. I would like to emphasize the verse number 3, the end of the verse number 3 that says, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. But Abraham didn't have any children. How was he going to be a big nation? How all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through him? He didn't have a son. He didn't have descendants. And in the chapter 15, you just keep going. We're going to make a quick view. In the chapter 15, verse 5 and 6, the Lord says to Abraham, he took him outside and said, look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. So Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. This is another verse we need to keep in mind, that Abraham believed in God. And the Lord said for Abraham, go to a land that I will show you. Abraham had to have a step of faith to do this, knowing where he's going, what he's going to do, which land is this, but he obeyed. And the Lord credited this as righteousness for him. The same way, like today, we believe in Jesus, and the Lord credited this for us as righteousness, and the Lord make us righteous because of Jesus, because we believe in him, even though we don't see Jesus. The same way. So in the book of Genesis is still the chapter 17, the verse 7. The Lord says to Abraham, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. So I'd like to emphasize when God says, to be your God and the God of your descendants. Then you know all the story that after Abraham we have Isaac, his son, and after Isaac we have Jacob, and then we go. So let's jump to the book of Matthew. We are doing an overview. So until we get today, we're going to start God's Word this morning. So Matthew chapter 1. Jump quick. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew was a tax collector. He probably knew a lot about math. He knew how to do calculations. And he had a very organized mind. And when he started writing the book of Matthew, see how he starts. A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Isn't that wonderful, this?
Amen.
And all that Abraham, everything that the Lord told Abraham, he did. He fulfilled his words until get to Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And if you keep reading the verse, Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and then he keeps going until we get to Jesus Christ. And then now we got to Jesus Christ. And before, in Matthew, he talks about when Jesus Christ was born, when he lived among us. And when he died and he was resurrected from the dead. And here in the end of the book of Matthew, the chapter 28, the verse 18, he said, all authority. Oh, that's wonderful. I like this verse. All authority. We've got to pay attention to these verses. All authority. You have it? Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Hallelujah. All authority in heaven and earth. I like this. And this good news of going to preach came to us. And finally arrived in Europe, in Americas, in the Americas, in Brazil, and arrived in the Jarawara village. Woo! Through these ordinary people, this wonderful message, through this man, David Irving, Fran Irving, this ordinary Brazilian. And this is him. And the Lord, when we were in the village after working 10 years, living the jungle with a tribe, an Indian tribe, eating what they eat, taking baths with them in the stream, going to that plantation, help them to plant, living among them, raising our children among them. And after 10 years living like that, and after we see a church be born in the middle of the jungle, and after seeing the witch doctor coming to Jesus, and so many people have an personal experience with Jesus, the Jarawara would come to us and he said, last night I saw Jesus in a dream, and he talked to me. Isn't that wonderful that these angels in the middle of the jungle could have an experience of seeing Jesus in their dreams? Because in the past, they only saw the evil spirits. They would spend the whole night singing to the evil spirits. The witch doctor, he could be jumping around with all those evil spirits in his body. He was demon-possessed. And we were there, and he said, Lord, we'd like for you to touch this man. We, at that time, we didn't know their language, didn't know how to speak the Jarawara language. And he said, Lord, I'm going to learn this language. I'm going to study every day 4 hours until I learn this language. And finally we learned. Yeah, you can, pero we caro. Deus era no feca, farebi tio, harita, nem matava na canha, rabai, bonecaro, é a rabal, é a rabateraba, é a maquém. Fará de amato, turrateba, maquém. Do you know what I said in Jarawara? John 3:16. Woo! John 3:16. And after 10 years in the valley, the Lord said, it's time for you to spend less time in the village and go to speak more in the church about mission. Raise new missionaries. The God of Abraham that spoke to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that said, I want for you to, through you, all nations will be blessed. Through you, the Lord wants to bless other nations, other tribes, other peoples of the world. And the Lord said, go to other places, start sharing. And then he said, Lord, how is this going to be? We're not going to the church around here in Brazil and ask, could you invite us to speak in your church about missions? Lord, we're not going to do this. Could you please send the people to us? And when we got in the missionary base, people start inviting us. We'd come, someone from town would come, I'd like to have some missionaries sharing about missions in my church. Could you like to go? Would you like to go? Say, sure. And then we went to this church, start sharing in the city of Porto Velho. That's where we have the base of YWAM. And one day sharing in one of these churches, a woman came to me and she said, in the end of the service, I didn't know this woman. She didn't know us. And she came to me and said, the Lord told me to tell you this, that you're going to travel a lot. You're going to travel a lot. God told this lady to tell this to us. And then another day we went to another church. When we got there, at the end, almost the end of the service, a man came to David. We didn't know this man didn't know us. And the man said to David, God is telling me to tell you that you're going to travel a lot. Woo! God speaks. God spoke to Abraham, he speaks today. He speaks today to us. He speaks through other people. He speaks through the pastor. He speaks through a brother or sister. He speaks inside of us. He speaks today. He's not a God away distant in heaven somewhere. He's a God who lives and dwells among us. And another day, the Lord sent a man from England to our base. And this man, he's an eye doctor. He's an eye doctor. And he got there in the base and he heard about our ministry with the Jarawada. And you know, after he hear what the Lord made among the Jarawada, he went back to England and he spoke to the people his mission and he said, I would like for us to pray about, for us to invite in the Irving family to come to the UK to share about missions. But he didn't say this to us. He didn't know what was going on after he went back to England. And you know what? One day we received a phone call from England. And he said, God taught us to invite you to come to the UK. And he said one day he was working as a volunteer in Israel. He was interceding for Israel. And when he was there interceding for Israel, Israel is a people considered an unreached people group. And the Israelites, they were not all, they didn't come to Jesus yet, all of them. Even though we have some people who recognize the Messiah. But this man, he went there to Israel. He was praying for the people from Israel recognize the Messiah. And the Lord spoke to him when he was praying for Israel. He said, I want for you to bring the Irving family to the UK to share about missions, and you find a way to sponsor their trip. See how God speaks? Why God has to speak to this man Israel about missions that he calls a couple from the middle of the jungle after working 10 years? And he said, I want for you to bring this family because I want for them to share about missions in the UK because in the past, the UK sent so many missionaries to different countries of the world. And today the UK got to a cold situation that so many churches are so cold. We have churches that they almost don't have anyone in the church. And the Lord wanted to bring this couple from the rainforest where he made a church to be born in the middle of the jungle. And he said, I love the peoples of the world and I care about them. And I would like to store my love for the unreached people groups again in the UK. Did you see how the Lord works? The Lord of Abraham, the Lord of Isaac, the Lord of Jacob, the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He wants for us to go and preach this good news to all the peoples of the world. And He is the God of today, not from yesterday. The one who created heaven and earth. The one who has eyes as blazing fire. The first and the last. The one who has dead, who was dead and is alive forever and ever. The one who holds the keys of death and Hades. Amen. This is the God that we serve. He is my Lord and my Savior today. The Lord, the Father of Abraham. He is the Lord of Pastor Paul's. The Lord of Brother Harry Stripe. The Lord of Sister Nelda. The Lord of Sister Diane. Jesus is alive today. He doesn't care just for our spirits. He cares about our souls and bodies, our emotions, our health, our intellect, our education, our husbands, our wives. Why do you believe that He can save us and give us a future eternal life, but many times we do not believe that He can heal our bodies? Why we do not believe that He can heal our depression? I'd like to say today that the Lord of Abraham is our Lord today, and He speaks to us today. I would like to, this ordinary Brazilian, to bring to the memory of our brothers and sisters this morning, that the Lord of Abraham is our Lord. And the Bible is saying here in Matthew 22:29, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. When we get despair, the Lord is saying, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. There were so many times in our missionary life that we didn't know what's going to happen tomorrow, if we're going to have money in the bank, if we're going to have the money to buy the diesel for our car at the base, if we're going to have enough money to pay for the flight to go to the village. And there was a time when we were in a car going to another place, and our diesel was almost off of gasoline, and we only had some coins to pay for the gasoline. And David got all the coins from his pocket, and Alice said, Daddy, aren't you afraid, or aren't you ashamed of taking these coins to the store to pay for the gasoline? And David said, no. And then he went to the store, and we were there, Lord, do something. And we had already collected our coins and everything we had. But when David got there, for some way, he had checked his wallet before, but he found $10. And he bought $10 and all these coins. And the lady in the store, she was counting these coins. She wasn't very happy about it. Many coins. But you know, the Lord provides our needs. We're coming back to the United States after 4 years. And We were praying, we were fasting, the Lord, we're going to the UK, even the mission in the UK, they didn't have all the money for us because there was a little mission, a small group of people, and they are praying for the enriched people groups. And the Lord touched this man to sponsor our trip, and they were praying and fasting. And the Lord provided the money just a few weeks before we go. And we were coming to the States, and we only had 3 weeks left over. Say, Lord, you said we're going to the States. Please do something. And we felt like we are in front of the Red Sea. And in front of us, what are we going to do now? And I said, Lord, we prayed and said, Lord, do something. And then we checked in our email. And someone showed up and saying, how much more do you need for your tickets? We'd like to help. And the Lord touched some people in a certain church close by here and said, let's make an auction to help the missionaries in their tickets. And this is you. You did an auction and you helped us to finish the money to buy our tickets. And that's how the Lord works, through the body of Christ. Someone goes to the jungles of Brazil, and some of them stay here and do an auction, do something to help these missionaries. So that the kingdom of God will be known in this earth. That the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is operating today.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I'm glad that I heard a good amen there. And here, sometimes some people come to me. I have a sister in Brazil, and she said, friend, how is going to be your future? How are you going to live? She's concerned about my social security and everything and I have a verse. We need to remember God's promises. I was young in Psalm 37:25-26. I was young and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. That's what I can have. For, if you ask me this, I have this verse for you. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Even when I get old like that. Hallelujah. The Lord will not forsake me. The Lord of Abraham. The one who spoke and said to Abraham, I am your shield. He is my shield. We work in Europe. We were traveling a lot. And my family in Brazil, we have the swine flu all over the place and stuff. The blood of Jesus has power to cover me against the swine flu.
Amen.
Woo! Amen.
Amen.
We gotta believe in God and His Word. In closing, I challenge you today to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not just for your salvation, eternal life. It's so easy to know and believe that Jesus, He saved me. I will spend all my eternity with Jesus. I believe in this. Everyone here believes in this. I believe. Amen. But why is it so difficult to believe now that God can heal me, that God can provide a job for me, that God can provide money for my children to go to college? How God is going to provide college for Robert and Alice? He will provide. I know that.
Amen.
He will. And Jesus has come in John 10:10, so that we may have life and have it to the full. We are here on earth not just to experience heaven one day. In the future, God wants for us to experience heaven here on earth. Amen. Have joy in earth. Have abundant life in earth. Be health in earth. Not just one day in heaven, here. And be make difference where you work. Because if you are a Christian, you all the time complain about your life. I am depressed. I don't have money. I am so and so. I'm so sad. My son doesn't know Jesus. He's in the drugs and this and this. And you're so sad. How can you touch people's lives living like this? Raise your voice. Raise your face and say, Jesus is the Lord. Amen. I have a son or a daughter, someone in my family who doesn't know Jesus. He's in the drugs. But I know that if I serve God, me and my house will serve God and they will know Jesus. Yeah, I have this promise. So let's please stand up. I was very faithful to the clock. I could preach the whole morning. But I don't want anyone to leave at 12. So I'd like to, for us to spend the time now. David can come, please. We're going to pray. And I'll pass for him. And my wish this morning is that we raise our faces. Don't walk like this. And say, Lord, the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my Lord today, and he's operating today. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's now bow our heads and close our eyes. Holy Spirit, come now. You are a welcome guest among us. Speak now to each heart, to each person, whether it's a child, a teenager, or an adult. Show us the next step that you want us to take. Help us like Abraham and Sarah, his wife, and the others who went with him to get up from where we're at, from what we're used to, and to go where you've told us to go. It may be to end a relationship and start another new relationship. It may be to travel. It may even be to leave the country or to leave a job and go where we've never gone before. To do something that we've never done before because you've called us, because we believe in your word, because we believe in you to keep us safe, to provide, to protect, to guide and direct day by day, because we believe, because you are our God, and we want to serve you. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Speak to the people that now they aren't sure yet how you want to use their lives to bless other people. What career you want them to practice. We bind with the authority that we have in Jesus' name the enemy here this morning. Satan, you are defeated. We silence with the authority that we have now in Jesus' name the voice of the enemy. And we silence also, Father, our own voice. We only want to hear your voice, the still, small voice of your Holy Spirit. Where do you want us to go? What do you want us to do to further your kingdom here on this earth? And we give you, Father, all the praise and the honor and the glory because only you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you. You may be seated. Brother Paul.
Before we do the latest hymn, We are brother. Today, if you're in this church, you're a brother. I don't care who you are. The brothers lay on hands. They lay on hands when you're sick. They lay on hands to heal. They lay on hands to guide and direct. They lay on hands to pursue Jesus. And so, David and Frank, wait a minute. We're all going to be doing something. I want you to come up here and stand. Face out here. Yeah, get Robert Nouse up here too. I'm going to get them next. Stand up here in front of me. And here's what we're going to do. If you can physically get up and move, we're going to make a chain as I pray and lay on hands. Hold your mama's hand there. Hold your daddy's hand. I want you to come forward and latch on to them somehow. If you can't get your hands on them, you hold on to the person in front of you. And we're going to pray with the power of Almighty God. Lay on hands for safe deliverance as they go back. So come forward, please. Anywhere you can latch on, if you can't get to them, grab the person in front of you. We're going to remain connected and unbroken as we pray out. Almighty Heavenly Father, this is our gift from you, this family. This is what you have given us to watch over, nurture, and keep in our hearts, in our minds, and our prayers as they get up and go from their comfort. As they get up and go into the jungle, as they get up and go into the world, Father, as we have seen, bless them. Fill them up to the point where they're overflowing and can't stop. Give them the strength that they will need in the days, months, and years to come to go anywhere and everywhere that you would lead, guide, and direct them. To just walk up on the street and say, hey, we're praying for you. To open another church, to see another tribe, to teach and uplift those. They're following, Father, your words. They're listening to what Jesus said. They're not building bigger barns. They're raising up seed to be planted in other fields to take out and grow, grow, grow. Give them that strength, Father. Hear any voice now that would open and pray for them as we meditate upon you. Fill this congregation, Father. Fill these brothers and sisters right here, right now, with a constant thought to be in ever mindful prayer as they depart from here. Until they come back again, let us keep them safe within our hearts. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Savior, and each and every one of God's children have said in a loud voice,
Amen. Amen.